Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. He's considered armed and dangerous, and an arrest warrant has been issued in his name as the sheriff's office continues to search for 33-year-old Benjamin Carter. Carter is wanted for questioning in connection with the suspected homicide of 36-year-old Red Wave resident Zachary Chapman, whose body was found west of Garberville in the Eel River off Kitma Road last week. Detectives believe that Chapman was murdered at a trailer on Conic Creek Road, and the trailer was later set on fire. The Arson Task Force is investigating that fire. Detectives have recovered Chapman's vehicle, which was found running near the area where Chapman's body was found. On Friday, deputies arrested 41-year-old Melinda Carter, wife of Benjamin Carter, and she was booked into jail for arson, accessory to homicide, and auto theft. The search continues for Benjamin Carter, and a truck associated with him was found in Fortuna on Sunday. Carter is a white male adult with brown hair and blue eyes, neck tattoos, and who may have a shaved head. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Friends of a McKinleyville car salesman are rallying to help his family. The Eureka man, Tommy Ricardo Ruiz, was killed in a motorcycle crash early Easter morning. Police say Ruiz was riding his motorcycle at more than 80 miles an hour through Eureka and lost control on Broadway. He was killed instantly. A coroner is conducting an autopsy this weekend to determine if drugs or alcohol were factors. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies are investigating a home burglary that awakened one of the residents. The victim said he awoke to noise and flashlights in his house on Cypress Drive early Sunday morning and saw two men putting a TV into their vehicle parked outside. The burglars then drove off. The victim said the front door may have been left unlocked by accident. A former Humboldt State University vice president is now helping to oversee the Headwaters Fund. That's the group that recommends Headwaters money for community service projects. Edward Buzz Webb is the new chair of the Headwaters Fund board. They have given nearly $18 million to the community to stimulate business growth and generate jobs. Hot tubs are a lot more dangerous than you might think. That's the warning from Humboldt County Deputy Coroner Roy Horton, who has responded to two hot tub deaths this week in Humboldt County. Horton says it is more common than one might think because people don't know how to use hot tubs. Horton said the best way to use a hot tub safely is to seek medical advice before you plunge into one.
Hot tubs can be problematic with people who have underlying medical conditions, or if you go into the hot tubs and any kind of medication, it can intensify the effect and people have maybe some cardiovascular disease.
And be aware of underlying medical conditions that could make a hot tub a perilous place to relax.
Of course, like anything else, don't drink alcohol before you go in the hot tub.
You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Some good news, some bad on the real estate front locally. When Redwood Capital Bank President John Dalby visited Talk Shop on Monday, he brought good news for the Humboldt County struggling real estate market. The number of people borrowing money to purchase houses is growing, a positive development amidst an anemic economic recovery. Dalby speculated about the reason for the increase in real estate activity.
This appears to be demand-driven, as opposed to supply-driven. There's a substantial supply out there. There's plenty of homes. There's more homes available than there are people buying them. And so if you see an uptick in, you know, this is my speculation, if you see an uptick in the number of purchase money transactions, that means you have more people that are willing to buy.
Dalby went on to describe the types of people who are the driving force behind the demand.
For the most part, we're seeing first-time home buyers, lower-end purchases, a few upper-ends, but they're getting really, really good deals on them. So the upper-end homes are not appraising out as are selling for what normally would be their value.
Dalby added that the recovery remains weak and is the only economic recovery that has not been led by consumer housing. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.